This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Nara Koya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated a new terminal building of the Lokpriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati, Assam this afternoon. He also unveiled an 80-foot statue of Assam's first Chief Minister Gopinath Bordoloi outside the new terminal of the airport named after him. The Prime Minister arrived in Guwahati on a two-day visit to Assam. During his visit, Modi will inaugurate and unveil several projects worth around 15,600 crore rupees and address public meetings. The Prime Minister earlier in the day laid a foundation stone and inaugurated two national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees at Ranaghat in Nadia district of West Bengal. The projects will serve as a vital connecting link between Kolkata and Siliguri. The People's Party of Arunachal today wrested the Pasighat Municipal Council from the BJP in a major upset, winning 5 of 8 wards to secure a clear majority. BJP won 2 seats while 1 went to an independent. The result is seen as a setback for BJP in East Siang district and a morale boost for PPA. In contrast, the BJP retained power in the Itanagar Municipal Corporation, securing 14 out of 20 wards, including 4 uncontested seats. New entrant Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, won 2 seats and CP 3 and 1 seat went to an independent. The Congress failed to open its account in vote civic bodies, notably 11 women were elected in Itanagar and 4 in Pasighat. Rejoicing the party's resounding victory in the IMC elections, the Arunachal Pradesh BJP said the mandate reflects the people's continued trust in its leadership, vision and governance in the state capital. The party expressed gratitude to the people of Itanagar for their support and reaffirmed its commitment to development-oriented, transparent and people-centric municipal governance in the region. Arunachal Pradesh Governor General K.T. Parnayak today graced the 8th convocation of Himalayan University at its Jolang campus as chief guest and conferred gold, silver and bronze medals to meritorious students. A total of 621 graduates, including PhD scholars, were awarded degrees. Congratulating the students, the governor described them as the pride of the state and the nation and urged them to serve society with integrity, compassion and a spirit of lifelong learning. Highlighting the vision of Viksit Bharat at the RAID 2047, he stressed ethical and responsible innovation in emerging fields such as artificial intelligence, renewable energy and biotechnology. Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Friday reviewed the progress of the Itanagar Bantideva NH415 Package B project and directed executing agencies to ensure time-bound completion with assured quality. Expressing concern over delays and poor road conditions, Khandu said the prolonged work has caused hardship to commuters, especially during monsoon. He instructed that the 11.5-kilometer stretch from Papunala to Nirjali be made fully trafficable and safe within the ongoing winter session. Emphasizing that the road is vital, lifelong for the capital region, the chief minister warned against negligence, called for strict accountability and assured close monitoring to deliver smooth and reliable connectivity. A MOU was signed on Thursday for the revival of the 144-megawatt Gongri hydroelectric project, marking the first restoration under Arunachal Pradesh's new policy for terminated large hydropower projects, Deputy Chief Minister Chona May said. Located near Dirang in West Kameng District, the project involves an investment of about Rs. 1,700 crore and will be implemented by MS Patel Engineering Limited under the BOOT model for 40-year lease period. The developer has committed to commission the project within 48 months, targeting commercial operation by December 2029. Deputy Chief Minister Chona May on Friday said the cultural and political history of Arunachal Pradesh indigenous people remains largely undocumented even after 5 decades of statehood. Speaking at the inaugural session of the 3-day international seminar at Rewaj Roing, he called for institutional efforts to document and disseminate indigenous history and knowledge systems for wider audiences. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah has highlighted that substantial progress has been made over the past 11 years in developing next-generation infrastructure. Shah made these remarks while addressing the Confederation of Real Estate Developers Association of India National Conclave 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.